melts statues. Goblin threw a hand in front of his eyes, turned away from her. He looked at me with the most awful expression. I could not help laughing. "You always accused me."
"You didn't have to go and do it, Croker."
His voice climbed the scale till it became inaudible. He sat down abruptly. No lightning bolt splattered him across the sky. After a time, he looked up and said,
"Elmo is going to crap."
He giggled. Elmo was the most unremitting of them all when it came to reminding me of my romances about the lady. After the humor went out of it, after One Eye had been through it too, and Silent had had his worst fears confirmed, I began to wonder about my friends. One and all, they were westward bound on Darling's say-so. They had not been informed in so many words that we were allied with our former enemies. Fools. Or was Darling? What happened once the Dominator was down and we were ready to go after each other again? Whoa, Croker. Darling learned to play cards from Raven. Raven was a cutthroat player. It was the Forest of Cloud by nightfall. I wonder what they made of us in Lords. We passed right over. The streets filled with gawkers. Roses passed in the night. Then the other old cities of our early years in the north. There was little talk. The lady and I kept our heads together, growing more tense as our strange fleet neared its destination, and we drew no nearer unearthing the nuggets we sought. "How long?" I asked. I had lost track of time.
42 days, she said.
We were in the desert that long.
Time flies when you're having fun.
I gave her a startled look. A joke. Even an old cliché. From her. I hate it when they go human on you. Enemies are not supposed to do that. She had been crawling all over me with it for a couple months. How can you hate? The weather stayed halfway decent till we got to Forsberg. Then it became clabbered misery. It was solid winter up there. Good, briskly refreshing winds loaded up with pellets of powder snow. A nice abrasive for a tender face like mine. A bombardment to clear out the lice on the backs of the whales, too. Everybody cussed and fussed and grumbled and huddled for warmth that dared not be provided by man's traditional ally, fire. Only Tracker seemed untouched. "Don't anything bother that thing?" I asked. In the oddest voice I ever heard her use, the lady replied,
"Loneliness. If you want to kill Tracker the easy way, lock him up alone and go away."
I felt a chill that had nothing to do with the weather. Whom did I know who had been alone a long time? Who, maybe, just maybe, had begun to wonder if absolute power were worth the absolute price? I knew beyond the glimmer of doubt that she had enjoyed every second of pretend on the plane, even the moments of danger. I knew that had I had the hair on my ass, there, in the last days, I could have become more than a pretend boyfriend. There was a growing and quiet desperation to her in that time, as going back to being the lady approached. Some of that I might have appropriated out of ego, for a very critical time faced her. She was under a lot of stress. She knew the enemy we faced. But not all was ego. I think she actually did like me.